DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 28, verses 1 and 2. David, the author of this psalm, desperately wants the Lord to hear him. He says, if the Lord turns a deaf ear to him, he would be like the dead buried in the ground. David equates Sheol, the abode of the dead, with the pit, bor in Hebrew. Bor is any hole in the ground like a pit, cistern, dungeon, or well. In the Old Testament, Sheol is described as deep within the earth, Psalm 88:6. Entered by crossing a river, Job 33:18. The city with gates, Isaiah 38:10. A place of ruins, Ezekiel 26:20. And a trap, 2 Samuel 22:6 and Psalm 18:5. All went there when their physical bodies expired. As presented in the Old Testament and David's time, human existence is the unity of body, soul, and spirit. The dead are the individuals whose bodies have decayed, leaving a conscious but limited existence of a soul and spirit deep within the earth. The Old Testament states that it is impossible to hide from God, even in Sheol, Job 26:6 and Amos 9:2. Thus, in some way, God is there, Psalm 139:8 and Proverbs 15:11. God has power over Sheol. He can ransom anyone from Sheol, Psalm 16:10 and 33 and 49:15 and 86:13 and Job 33:18 and 28-30. David starts his prayer psalm by stating that if the Lord his rock does not hear him, he would be like the dead. His relationship with God was that important. If God did not listen, it would mean that he did not have a proper relationship with the Lord Jesus. He cherished his time with the Lord more closely than his relationship with his wife, children, parents, and friends. Any relationship needs communication. For David, not having communication with the Lord was akin to being abandoned to the grave. Going through the psalm, I realize how lax my prayer and meditation times are. The measure of a relationship is how rich the communication is. Do not live as a poor man in prayer, a man in bore.
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.